Personality and Worldview by Jonathan Herman Bavinck. Overview. Jonathan Herman Bavinck examines the relationship between the soul, each human's unique personality, and worldview. It's dangerous when a worldview is misapplied, but it's also dangerous is the person who doesn't acknowledge his or her worldview, especially the Christian who is able to be justified in knowledge through the Christian worldview. Review. It's interesting to read presuppositional apologetic topics pre-1970s. Cornelius Van Til was writing around 1950s, and usually, before the 2000s, you really need a decade or two before people started interacting with the subject well enough. One could argue that needs is needed these days as well. Here, Bavinck isn't so much a presuppositionalist per se, but a lot of the book has a number of elements that will be familiar to those in the presupp camp. First of all, the translation and the explanation of the translation is top-notch. Reasons given for the choices, inclusion, or editing are made right off the bat, and more translator works could use this type of rigor. I applaud James Eggleton for it. Bavinck starts where I believe all people should start, and that's with defining his terms. Worldviews, personalities, and world vision are his starting points, and description of them are the necessary lifeblood in understanding where he's coming from and the points he's making here. Here, I think many Van Til, Bahnsen presuppositionalists will find useful distinction between world vision and worldview, and it's something to ponder. What Bavinck looks at when it comes to personality is something I was excited to read about, and it's where I think this book falters the most, as he doesn't really come back to this part and leaves it underdeveloped and focuses more on the world vision, worldview components. The preceding chapters covers the gamut of philosophical revolutions and eras. Empiricism, rationalism, mysticism, East-West divide, and atheistic materialism are laid out in depth. In fact, I would say there'd be no way to charge Bavinck with a surface-level undertaking of the topic in such a small amount of space. However, I do think Bavinck gets too caught up in the informing his audience of these worldviews that the personality, the bridging between world vision and worldview, is almost lost in the pages. Even in the last chapter, where I thought he might tie everything together, while I would have made for a messy display, wasn't done, and again, it's as if Bavinck only cooked one side of the pancake. I think this is a worthwhile book to have on the topic of different worldviews, especially from a time period in which Bavinck is writing. I don't think you are given what the title suggests by half, but I think this is something presuppositionalists could use as a springboard to talk about how personality forms the bridge between world vision and into worldview, even if one were to claim to have never formed one before. Final grade, C-.